And actually, we're going to keep Laura Lynch with us for a few more minutes. She joins us now from Pakistan. Laura, you were last there 2 years ago. What struck you this time around? What was different?
Well, just remember, Marco, that this trip has been largely restricted to Islamabad and the nearby military town of Rawalpindi. So I haven't seen a great deal of what is this very large country. And in fact, most foreign journalists who come visiting here are restricted to the cities of Islamabad, Lahore, and Karachi. What I've noticed here in Islamabad that's different from the last time I was here is there is a lot less seemingly fear of a suicide attack or a bombing. But that is because there's been much more of a security clampdown in the city itself. So a trade-off. But certainly there is much more screening of people and of cars as they go by, which is a tacit admission that there are still those who would want to commit acts of violence and that there are extremists who would like to carry out those kinds of attacks here in the city. Other than that, what is really striking here is the amount of infighting among the major institutions in Pakistan. And I am talking about fighting between the courts, between the chief justice here and the government, between the government and the military and the spy agencies, and even between the courts and the military and the spy agencies. All of that is, to some people's minds, distracting attention from the country's very real problems that they say are not being dealt with because of all this infighting at the top.
And I assume when you say infighting, that's a war of words, not physical. But does it portend a greater conflict in the future?
Well, people here are always concerned that there may be another military coup. There certainly have been coups in the past. But when you talk to people here, they say things have shifted in that sense too. No one really expects the military to step in and try to sweep this government away. And that is partly because the court has decided to take on such a strong role here. But what it means for people who live here every day is that, as I said, the government is distracted from tackling what they say are the most important issues, which is the economy in this country. It's struggling. The official government unemployment figure is 6%, but the IMF warned Pakistan today that that does not at all jibe with reality. The numbers suggest that the real figure is around 33%. People are suffering in this country. As you know, just a couple of weeks ago, there were people who were dying because of tainted heart medicine, because the pharmaceutical industry isn't regulated very well. A building blew up a couple of days ago in Lahore because building standards and the way they are heated aren't being regulated properly. There are power shortages and power cuts daily all over the country. And in addition to that, the cost of fuel, of compressed natural gas to run their cars keeps going up and up and up, and they say they can't afford it. Those are the kinds of things that you and I both know tend to get people very angry and very frustrated because it's just about surviving in their day-to-day lives.
You know, ever since the operation last May, Laura, that killed Osama bin Laden, we've been hearing that anti-American sentiment is on the rise in Pakistan. How did you sense that?
They won't say anything to you directly to your face, but if you start talking about it, it comes up quite easily, and it's certainly in the newspapers. It started with, as you said, the killing of Osama bin Laden and the fallout from that. But what really made Pakistanis so upset was the attack by U.S. forces, the cross-border attack last November that left 24 Pakistani soldiers dead. That is still just such a running sore with people here. And since then, the border crossing into Afghanistan has been closed to NATO supply routes, while the Pakistanis have been studying how to retool their relationship with the United States and reset it in a way that satisfies them. Now, that retooling exercise is supposed to be bearing fruit any day now. The parliament is supposed to release a package of what it says will be sort of the new rules of the game between Pakistan and the United States. And interestingly enough, General James Mattis, who is commander of the U.S. Central Command, is supposed to be coming here to Pakistan sometime in the next several days to meet with people here, a sort of trying to heal this rift between the two countries, between the two militaries, to try to smooth things over and, importantly, to get those border crossings open again so that the supplies can get through to the NATO troops who are in Afghanistan. The other thing that's playing into this, Marco, is that it's an election year in both countries. They're expecting elections here in the fall. So when election is in the air, you know that politicians are going to play this game to their advantage.
The World's Laura Lynch speaking with us from Islamabad. Thank you, Laura, and safe travels back to London.
Thanks, Marco.